Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. So excited to be with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. Tonight, I choose a topic that I really love, because I want you to discover your true calling. And I want you to align, you know, align your calling with your career. In fact, you know, my opinion is that majority of people across the world, they hate their jobs. Many of us have to start small, but the problem is we stay there. We stay where we start. We get stuck in our limitation and we don't progress. We have a job, but not a career and not a mission. So I'm hearing everyday questions like, Dr. Hara, what's my mission? What am I born to do? You know, what am I supposed to achieve? What is my talent? We don't see it as a means of personal enrichment or soulful evolution. Whether it's boring or it's stressful or it doesn't pay enough, a regular job makes us feel like we are stuck, when in fact we are destined for more. And the truth is that we are supposed to fulfill a mission, not fill someone else's pocket. We deserve to uncover our soul calling and incorporate what we love to do into our daily work. That's larger than life desire that we all have within ourselves to do, to act, to create, to build. If we look at people like people we love, we admire, you know, and we think of them like so accomplished, so famous, so well known, having everything. Those were people who define, you know, every law, and they had the guts, the courage, you know, to discover within themselves that power and that belief that they have a certain mission, they have something to achieve. For this reason, you know, we must align ourselves with our vocation. There's an author that I really admire, Robert Bryan, who said, the purpose of life is a life purpose. How true is that? Over the next hour, I said to myself, I would love to offer you advice on this matter like how to deal with a negative work environment. How many of you are complaining, Dr. Hara, I can't stand this place. I hate my life when I go to work. It's so toxic. You know, and also I want to talk to you about how to secure a better position, how to start your own business, have the strength to switch a job, to start a career, to be independent. Right now, you're probably going to tell yourself, but what is really my true calling? Because I don't even know what's my calling. I'm good at many things, but I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing. My response to that question is, To follow your passion. I remember me being 9 years old, and I was telling everybody, I have to be a singer. At 2 years old, I was telling my mom, I'm a singer. I was singing in the street, and my mom said, stop, you people are looking at you and you're making me feel bad. So go sing in the bathroom. That's what my parents were telling me. But no, I knew. At 16, I had my first record deal. At 20, I was touring all over Europe. And actually, at 13, I was making more money than my father. And all my life, I made more money than everybody around me. Because why? You know, I was independent. I didn't, you know, fill anybody's pocket. I filled my own pocket. The American business executive, Meg Whitman, said, do what you love and success will follow. Passion is the fuel behind a successful career. You have to have a passion. I realized when I started, when I had to reinvent myself because I left Europe and I came to America, so that I had to reinvent myself. And I start writing books and doing this kind of a career. But I found a new self. I found a new passion. Writing books and touring, with new ideas and a new concept. And I had, again, the same feeling of being excited with what I was doing. We were put on earth to do something specific and something special. What were you born to do? That's the question. You should listen to me talking and ask yourself. We were all good at something, but guess what? Together, we're good at everything. In order to fulfill your purpose, you have to build your relationship with yourself. Many of you don't have a relationship with yourself. And you hear this from everybody all the time. Love yourself, be good to yourself. But no, have a relationship with yourself. It's in a way same like loving yourself, but you need to love yourself before someone else loves you, and you need to have a relationship with yourself before having relationship with anybody else and before discovering anything about you. First, you need to develop that strong understanding of your strength, of your weaknessing, of your inner talents, your calling. And then you have to put this knowledge to use so you can start fulfilling your career dreams. The truth is that your ideal job should also fulfill your life purpose. Because there's this connection between the so-called job, what you do, and then what you are meant to do, what is your purpose. Because we come here on earth with a mission. We are not here to be slave of a system. We are not here to make someone else money. We are here, you know, to shine with the light of your own gifts and your own ability. This is your personal power that is unique to you. You know, this power spreads when you build up. Once you build up your confidence in yourself, you realize that you are capable of everything. When you see that you have one talent, you discover another talent, and then another, and then another. When you get that momentum of your power going, you become unstoppable. So work on your personal power every day and exercise your skills by believing in your skills. In exercise things in cooking, in being an artist, being a healer, be a singer, be a lawyer, be everything. Think of Kim Kardashian all of a sudden, she wants to be a lawyer. But there she is. And you know, so many other, you know, famous singers, they wanted to be cooks and whatever else they want to become, writers, you know, designers. Why not recognize that we can be good at many things, but we have to practice those things. And everything starts with believing. You don't believe, it's not going to happen. What you believe, you become. One secret is living according to your vocation. So I'm going to take your calls in a few moments because I know there's so many of you, like always, wanting to talk to me, and I am so excited to talk to you, like always. It's a calling show. Kim, Patty, Pauline, Lelani, and all of you guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. But let's do something together. Affirmation for success and wealth. Repeat after me. I am purposeful and powerful. I am here to impact this world in profound ways. I am extremely successful. My career is expanding and thriving. My business is booming like an infinite garden. I am a magnet for abundance in every areas of my life. I am talented. I have been gifted with many skills that I am practicing every day. Do this every day. Use your own words, but make sure you know you express in those words, because words have power. There's some energies in those vowels, in those words that create intention, create physical reality. So don't forget to use affirmation that will program the mind to specific intention and activities and action. And that's what you're going to see happening into your life. I want you guys to follow me on social media, because I know it's very important to be friends. This way, you know, you will always know what I'm doing, and you will know when I'm having a video, a show, or when I'm doing a live or a video show, or whatever I'm doing, you will be with me. My new book, my newest book, Committed, is still available. So feel free to check this book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes, especially because it's, Valentine's is coming. Check all my new TV shows. I did a lot of shows lately, like 15, 20 shows I did in the last 3 months. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you guys. Send me emails at carmenhara@aol.com and ask me your questions. My book, you can find it everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, everywhere books are sold. And if you want to call in, the number to call in is 202-570-7057. And I'm going to take your calls, but at the end of the show, I want to give you keys to work towards your life purpose, how to work for yourself, how to recognize your life cycle, how to take smaller steps, how to take a leap of faith, how to be authentic, how to evaluate what changes need to be taken in life when you feel stuck, how to stay one step ahead in order to create new opportunities, how to celebrate progress, how to build a new foundation, how to keep your option open, how to not to hesitate to take the risk, to break the cycle, to master the money energy, how to wear the symbols that attract the money, how to reinvent your source of income, how to give to receive, how to take new opportunities, to be careful where to get and when to give. So, and again, there's no such things like bad economy, in my opinion, because economy, in my opinion, doesn't really exist. I don't know. The story with economy is something man-made. It's just it's not a tangible thing. It's a term to instill, in my opinion, bad economy. It's a term to instill fear in people. So let's rethink about what economy it's all about and what means everything that's happening in the world with all this inflation and so on and so forth, talking about money and talking about financial success. But I'm going to go and for that we can talk hours and hours, and we will continue this subject for the next shows in the future. But let me take my first caller, Kim in Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim. Welcome to the show. How are you, my dear? Thank you for being such a loyal listener. I so appreciate you.
Oh, I love listening to you. You're so inspirational, and it's you really do. You make me think, and I just hang up and I feel positive. You're amazing. Thank you for taking my call.
Kim, speak a little bit louder. For some reason, I can't hear you very well.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Is that better?
Now it's better. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. I know you have a bunch of callers. I hope you're doing well. So I have a dilemma. So I got a phone call from my landlord, who he wants to sell the home that I've been renting from.
Right. Him. I remember what you've been going through. Yes.
Yeah. And so I didn't really get a chance to talk to you last week. But the realtor just came tonight. It's baby steps right now. But it's been like 7 years that I've been having the same rent. And, I live alone, you know, with my three kids and dogs and stuff. So I'm kind of concerned on the rent is super, super high for anything, for a three bedroom. So I was just wondering, I do have a friend that might want to buy it where I won't have to move and then I can still stay.
My opinion, Kim, my opinion, my instinct, my intuition, my friendly advice, my sister advice, if you think of me like your family, I on the radio, with so many people listening, I take the responsibility to tell you to buy this house because one day you will thank me for this advice. I know houses will continue to go high in price because there's something going on in this world. I know you will be safer here than going somewhere else in the unknown.
Right.
I know this is a good buy. I know you got used to be here. I know you're in the comfort zone. I know you will be able to afford this house. I know this is the best choice out of any other choices.
Carmen, I can't stay down. I work off the books, unfortunately, and I don't have pay stubs, and it's hurting me. So that is my problem. Of course, I'm going to buy it. So I have a friend who said, let me know the number, and I might be able to buy it, and then you don't have to move. You can keep your family together, and you can have the same rent. So I was wondering, do you see me moving? Or do you see this person buying the house where I stay put and I don't have to move?
I don't see you moving.
You don't?
I don't think you moving is your choice.
Either someone I know buys it and allows me to rent it, which would be a friend, or I have to move because they're going to sell the home. So they either sell it to a stranger or
Okay. But didn't you say that your son can buy the house?
My friend said, if the price is right, I will buy it and you can stay and I will rent the house to you. So you're secure. But if someone else buys this house, they might want to knock it down and build on it because it's on two lots. So I want to know, do you see this person buying it and me staying put? Or do you see me having to really buckle down and look for another place?
I don't see you moving out of this house, and I think you should have bought this house.
I want to, but I have a car payment, and I work off the books. I don't have pay stubs. I can't get a mortgage.
There is a way to get a mortgage.
I've been going through so many of them, and it's like I need $70,000, and it's 20% down, and pay off my car, and it's not fair. It's not that I don't
There's
want to
no
move.
One that can give you this money. No one else can help you here.
Well, my ex-boyfriend, who you know all about, he was going to actually definitely help me. And we're not together. So that would have been the best way because we would have both done it together. But unfortunately, he's not here. So I have another friend who is, said, absolutely, I want you guys to stay together because if not, the kids have to go back to their dad.
Right.
And I'll have to get a room. And I don't want to break up the family. I'm mom. So you don't see me moving?
No.
Good. You're making my day right now. I haven't slept in all week thinking and so I,
this people claiming, who's claiming buying the house? Is that definite yes?
Well, the realtor just came tonight, so they're going to bring up some numbers and some prices. But it's my son's girlfriend's mom, and they do a lot of buying homes and renting, and they were like, we will help you. We'll calm down. We'll help you. We'll buy the home. Hopefully they buy the home. They like the price. And then you guys don't have to move. You know, the moving costs and then the rent. I'd have to pay $1,000 more rent, like $2,500, just to get another three bedroom, and I pay $1,400 here. Like, it's absurd. And I'm like, I don't even have financially I would even do that. So if they buy this, then I don't have to move. everybody stays together and everybody.
I personally don't see you moving, and I think there is a way for you to actually invest in this house and not to let anyone else buy this house or make this house yours. Think about
really?
It. Think about it.
I've been on the phone with mortgage companies every
day. Continue to find ways. Continue. Don't give up on this.
Okay.
Please just don't give up on this. There is a way.
Okay. So there is a way. You don't see me moving. You see me stay put.
No, I don't see you moving. No.
Do you see this other person possibly coming in and helping if a second party coming in if I can't do it?
I see somehow a way of you staying in the house.
But you don't know if it's me or someone else helping out.
I always thought you the one buying this house. So here is when I'm very confused. I really believe that you were the one buying this house and no one else.
I'm trying. Maybe that's what you're seeing. I'm trying, but everyone's asking me for $60,000, $70,000. I don't have it because I don't work on the book.
I understand.
So I've hurt myself. So now I'm trying to get a job on the books, but it's just,
right.
You know, as you get older, like I'm a teacher, and then next thing you know,
right.
Well, I'm not a teacher, I'm a nanny, but now they're hiring all college kids and they're paying the college kids nothing to do what
right.
I've had experience. So it's just not easy.
Let's see what's going to happen. Call me till next week. We'll figure it out till next week what's going to happen. But I personally see you staying in the house.
As long as I stay, I'm happy. Honestly, even if it's
right.
not me buying it, I just need to stay.
I understand.
Right now, we just need to stay. Okay.
I see you staying.
All right. So 2 weeks ago, you told me that you
I won't be able to take too many calls, my love, because so what else? You tell me quickly because I have to take a break and I have a lot of people online.
Sure. So you had thought you gave me two dates, July 19th and March 12th, that Rui, my love of my life, was going to be coming back and calling me. Do you see that? It's tomorrow. It's been 10 weeks. You still see that tomorrow something might be happening good? Even if it's just a simple conversation.
I'm not sure. We don't retrograde. I guess this retrograde might be a reason for no communication on his part. Did you try to reach out to him by sending him a text or something? No.
I did earlier, like weeks and weeks ago, but I'm not going to beg him to love me, but there was a picture posted
on
Facebook.
This is not about begging to love. People should communicate.
I already tried, and he's, you know, there's a limit. There's a boundary there. So, but there was
okay.
a picture posted on Facebook that he's away with some woman. Do you see him away with a woman?
No.
So you've always told me there's no other woman, but there's this picture so weird out of his character that he posted on his Facebook that he's in Vegas.
Did you see a picture with somebody?
There's a picture on Facebook of him and a woman. And I'm blown away. Like, what is this about? Like, because I've always thought there was like, he's got issues with finance and things are complicated and he's hiding something. And you and I were discussing that it's not about a woman. And then he posted something. He's a private person. And for him to post something like this.
Yeah, this is very strange. I don't know what this is, but it's not, doesn't seem to be real.
Do you think it's like, he's not away? It's just so odd. And then he writes Vegas baby. That's not even like his language. Like someone posted it for him.
It's possible. Yeah. Don't think it's coming from him. I don't think so. I personally don't think so.
You don't think it's coming from him?
No. Mm-mm.
So do you think he has another woman in his life? Because there is a picture up there of him very recently. Like I bought him those glasses on his face that he's wearing. So this picture is happening for real, but he said he was in Vegas, and I was shocked that he actually posted it. So I feel like he's just moved on already. Do you think he's moved on?
I don't see this man in a relationship with anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's pretending, but I don't know the reason why he's pretending that.
Yeah, you're someone else told me that it's so odd that he's pretending, and if he's away, it's about business, and he's taking care of something complicated mm-hmm. that's hiding, that he's embarrassed about because of his pride. But you
right,
also
something is not right here. Okay, my love. Okay, I'll talk honey, to you next week. Let me know about the place. I love you, sweetheart.
I will. You gave me such incentive. Okay. Thanks so much, hon. Love
okay.
you.
I love you, Kim. Okay, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to Patty and then to Pauline and then to Leilani. So you guys hold on the line. Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back. The topic tonight was actually align yourself with what you love and do what you love, with what you do and what you love. So I tell you guys, sometimes I cannot understand the human behavior. And I've studied human behavior, and I tried to write so many books about human archetypes, types of relationship. But human nature is very, very unpredictable. So I talked to Kim, and I'm at a loss about the behavior of this guy, and I cannot intuitively detect what is this guy doing. As much as I think of myself like I'm really intuitive, sometimes I guess I'm not, and I don't know exactly what's going on over there. And I'm not even trying anymore to find out what this man is doing because it's too straight. Anyhow, but I'm going to go to my next caller, Patty in New York. Hi, my lovely Patty. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. Happy New Year. I hope the New Year brings you wonderful things.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love you, Patty. How are you, my dear?
I'm okay. The reason I'm calling is actually because mm-hmm. of career. Think about it, what I'm about to say.
Right.
I told you a couple of months ago, I got a medical exemption from the vaccine in my job.
Right, I remember that very clearly, yeah.
Okay, and you were so correct. Yes, I am still working. Okay, I mm-hmm. work from home anyway. But
right.
now, since COVID has gone up, and it's starting to, and now it's it seems like it's going down, especially in New York City. It is going down. But what I'm concerned about, what will happen this year is once COVID starts to go down, there'll be less and less places for me to go to get the COVID test because I have to be tested every week unless I'm on vacation. That I have to be tested every week in order to keep my job, or else I'll be put on unpaid leave if I don't give a weekly test. Okay, like if it comes to the point that COVID goes down, which I pray it does. Believe me, I pray that it goes mm-hmm. down to like to zero,
mm-hmm.
all over New. Because right now, our previous mayor, before he left office because of term limits, He put a mandate that all businesses in New York City must have a vaccine mandate. So if I lose my job at this company I'm at now, I cannot find no job in New York City because if I don't get the vaccine, I cannot work at all.
All right.
Do you see COVID going down to a point that they will remove the mandate by the end of the year?
I think they will remove the mandate. I never thought that it's going to be really a mandate. I think they will try. They will. It's becoming so politicized. It's becoming such a problem, and people respond very negatively to this. And I don't see this becoming a mandate. As the time goes by, most likely by the spring, I think COVID gets way better. And slowly, slowly, you know, the story is no more that intense and so no more so dark, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, if they remove the mandate, I don't have to be tested anymore. That's it.
Yeah, you will not have to be tested anymore. Yeah.
Right.
You will be fine. Okay. You will be fine. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's just that I can't, you know, I'm going to be 59 in April. And
God bless you.
Thank you. And it's hard for somebody like me to find another job at my age now, unless I, you know, unless I win a million, win the lotto, or I finally get my book published and make money off it. You know,
what are you doing with your book?
I'm not focusing right now because I have a lot of COVID messed up my health so bad because I'm still suffering from tachycardia. So hopefully by my birthday, everything will. Because it'll be almost a year. I'm suffering from long COVID, and it's very bad with my tachycardia.
You suffering from tachycardia? How often you have those tachycardia? What are you taking for tachycardia?
Nothing right now. They gave me medicine, but my doctor says that you only take it only if your heart races 120 beats a minute for more than 15 minutes. And the times that it does race that, I'm away from my home, so I can't get the pill. But when I'm home, it does race, but in less than 15 minutes is gone. It's a generic problem, which I found out. I found out my brother had it 10 years ago, has it, and still has it. And then I found out my relatives in Italy also have the same problem. So it's a generic thing. Because I thought it was just my brother, but now I found out my cousin in Montreal, he has that problem. I found out a cousin of mine, because a cousin of mine passed away from brain cancer, and she had breast cancer 10 years ago, and she ended up getting brain cancer, and she died at the age of 59 on her birthday, day before Thanksgiving in Italy. Well, they don't have Thanksgiving in Italy, that's when she... And then I found out her sister has tachycardia too, and she's on pills, so it seems like it's a generic family.
But there's two things that bothers me. You should have medication for tachycardia, I think. I don't know who's your doctor, but I think you should take either atenolol, 25 milligram, in case that happens, or propranolone.
Metoprolol. They gave me
the same thing. Toprol, metoprolol is the same family of drugs. The long active one is atenolol. Acts longer than metoprolol or toprolol. They're the same family. But the long-acting is atenolol. And 25 is the lowest dose. Sorry?
In the middle of the night, I wake up with a racing heart from time to time. But I'm sleeping.
Right, and I don't think you should let your heart race like this. And why is happening in the middle of the night? Because there's a release of those catecholamines in the brain called norepinephrine or adrenaline during the night. And the danger of this is that also when the heart races, the blood pressure can go high.
Yes.
And there's a danger with your heart. So you don't need, at this age, you have to keep your heart under control. So I don't know if I'll put you on regular medication, but I will have you medication just in case.
Right.
Sinus tachycardia is not necessarily a serious heart condition, but it is a condition that you need to keep on check if it happens. So, how often does it happen to you?
Ever since I had COVID, it's been frequent. Right. But last
time. So last time when it happened was how many months ago?
It was 3 weeks ago, the last time I had a racing heart. And today
okay,
I had
so
a racing
3 weeks
heart.
Ago. And before that, when we had it before that?
I was in, like time to time, it happens like once a week.
That's way too frequent. I recommend you as a friend, you know, and as a doctor myself, I recommend you to see another cardiologist. I'm in a medical field myself. So I recommend you to see, to check with another doctor, see what another doctor thinks about this, to have medication just in case, you know, this happens to you. If it happens so frequently,
I know, but I noticed that when in the mornings, sometimes my pulse is in the 50s. So it's
oh,
like
in the morning is in the 50s. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, but that's what I'm saying.
So
you know?
So you're taking it only when it happens. So that's right. Why the doctor avoids giving it. But when it happens, then it's okay to take the lowest dose.
Yes,
very low dose when that happens, only then.
Right now, my pulse is 75.
Perfect. Yeah, that's
right,
absolutely
that's what
perfect.
Saying. Right, yeah. But it just happened that before. But I noticed right away when I have adrenaline surge, I feel shaking and trembling and very hyper. I said, oh my God.
That's because adrenaline or norepinephrine, these are those neurotransmitters, those hormones, that they release something in the bloodstream, pushing the heart to speed and pushing the blood pressure up. So that's and giving you that anxiety feeling that sometimes even panic disorders happen because of that. So that's the underlying situation that causes the heart to go out of control. But it's good in cases like this. You need to control the heart.
Right, and I know it's like because now I do suffer from anxiety attack going into
right.
the city because. Before the pandemic, I was fine. Before I got COVID last March,
right,
I was fine. I got these episodes every so often, right?
Right.
Every so, not all the time. It was like every so. I was working my job for 20 years. Maybe just twice my heart started to race. But then after COVID, and I really believe this, that COVID destroys your body. It really did.
It really does.
They said that it could destroy your heart cells and your brain cells.
It creates cardiopathy, inflammation of the heart, enlargement of the heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to get an echo soon to see if... Right,
do an echo. It's very significant to see whether you have, any... Which I don't think you do. If there's stenosis or anything in the atrium, or if there's something serious inside the heart, so it's good to check.
Right.
Because
but
it's a sinus tachycardia. It's a condition that is still happening way too frequent if it's once a week. Yeah.
Yeah. But
you'll be fine. So coming back to your question, you will be fine. So you. Well, you will be okay. You will be continue working, and you will not have. There's not going to be a mandate, so you're safe. You will be perfectly fine. But I also think you will find a situation which you'll be able to control your heart.
All right.
I want you to see another cardiologist for a second opinion. I beg you to do this.
Yeah, there's actually one in my neighborhood that I could go to.
Please go and check with somebody else. Yeah.
All right, it's even in my neighborhood, but what it is that I used to ride my bike, but ever since that COVID, when I ride my bike, it makes my heart race more. So it's that's right. And
no, your heart needs to be in control, kept under control, you know?
Yeah.
As long as
the vaccine mandate, I'll be so happy once.
Absolutely,
But you definitely see New York City removing it somehow by the end of the year.
No, I think the world removing it pretty much everywhere.
All right, because like New York City, this mayor we have now, he wants to keep the mandates. He wants because I don't understand if you own a bodega, right? You have to be vaccinated in order for you to own something.
Right.
That's how bad it is.
Ay, ay, ay.
But this is New York, you know.
I know.
Thank God you live where you live, because you guys are safer.
I mean, there's an advantage of being in Florida. Yeah, we have.
Yes.
You know, it's a world of a difference from that perspective. We didn't even feel this pandemic here. Mm. Yeah.
All right. But thank you so much.
I love you, my beautiful Patty. I love you, sweetie. And be well. And call me again and let me know if you're able to see another doctor. Just let me know a different opinion.
All right. Thank you.
I love you, Patty. Thank you for calling
me.
I'm going to go to Pauline in New York. You too, my love. Hi, Pauline. How are you, my lovely friend?
Hi. Everybody has such serious problems and you helped them. I'm so happy that they called you.
How are you, my lovely Pauline?
I'm going to be back on topic because that's what you chose.
Please go back on topic because everybody has different,
different
questions. That I always have a topic and nobody's on the topic.
I know.
That's okay.
I know you run with how it goes. I know that's how you are.
Of course.
Yes, I love what you said because actually I am at crossroads and I don't think I'm too old to do anything new. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I watched my father, but I did not want a retail establishment.
Right.
And I still don't want one. But I know that being online is going to be important. And the healing, I think there's still a passion in me to do it, but I am now learning from the perfect mentor to help me not to get in the wrong places and listen to the untruths that are out there. There's a lot of bullshit out there amongst the alternative, including. So I'm actually learning how to protect myself and not in fear, just that I now know that I am too wide open and too vulnerable and too trusting. And I got people to use my energy and now I'm no longer to give it away. And hopefully but I really want it to be joyful. I do not want to do healing where I'm like drudgery, like I have to heal this person. I don't want to do healing. They have to heal themselves. I could guide them. That's the only thing I want to do. But the fun part is I think I'd love to do, I've always wanted to do singing. I always wanted to be creative. But, of course, my parents wanted me to do pharmacist, you know, things like that. I was bored to death. Doing. I would never do. But I'm glad I never did do pharmacy because that's not my thing. I don't even take, you know, anything for anything. So it's like funny.
Right.
But also art. I also want to get creative. I want to work with the labyrinth. I just so many things, but I also love networking. I want to maybe guide people to the right people, like that, maybe a talk show, maybe even writing a book. I mean, there's just so many things I have in my heart that I've always wanted, but I've told people that I have all these ideas, and they said, when are you going to do it? 20 years you've been talking about it.
Listen, you know you have it, but make it happen.
Yes, you know, now it's action.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was waiting for that other partner. That was what I pushed for. But I can't
wait
anymore.
The most important thing, you have to have that ambition, you know? I give you my example. I was 20-something years ago so convinced that there's a book in me. I will never forget that. And I wrote a proposal that got 23 rejections. And the book was called Wisdom Within, something like that, Wisdom Within. And every single publisher that was 20-something rejected that book. And I was telling everybody, you don't understand, this is supposed to be a bestseller, And everybody was looking at me and said, well, nobody wants your book. Wake up. And I said, well, I'm going to figure it out. And I didn't stop for 7 years. 7 years, I knocked every door. Found till one day I wake up and I said, my book is supposed to be Everyday Karma. And I got 3 offers for that book from Simon & Schuster, from Random House, and from another huge publisher. And I had a bidding war from not having any. But the same publisher rejecting my previous book. Rejected me the previous, but I didn't stop. And yet with Everyday Karma, I hit big time. I was translated 23 languages, published hundreds of thousands of copies. So I did big. I end up a huge in New York Times. I mean, I really did big. So, but nobody believed in me, but I didn't stop. So what I tried to give you my example, Pauline, I didn't stop. The moment I said I want to publish a book, everybody was laughing, said, oh, you are born in Romania. Who's going to listen to a book written by a Romanian woman? Who's interested in
the
They were laughing at me. They were making fun of me. I said, no, I think I have something to say. And I'm not going to stop until this book is going to be published. And I didn't stop. Every single day and night of my life, I didn't stop. And when I get it done, I said, yeah, now I can breathe. Now I did it. So that's what I want you to do. The
and
moment
I also,
you say, I have something to do, then you do it, Pauline. And if you want
and
my support, I
my
support
astrology.
You.
I looked at my astrology and I see where my what I really want to do. It makes sense that my astrology is guiding me, too. I actually
right.
don't
if
just
you
do
say,
regular astrology.
Carmen, I have this idea and I believe in it. Then you report back to me 2 months from now and you tell me I wrote 30 pages, and in another 2 months, I had another 90 pages. And when you had 160 pages, I'll give you the name of a publish house where to go and knock at that door and get your book published by the end of this year. I will not stop helping you, but you have to do your work.
Of course. I know that. There's just many ways to
do
it.
Do your work, and you come back to me with your book in your hands, and I will endorse your book, and I will do everything to support your book. But you
Thank you.
To make
happen. I know my network, and I had a feeling. I said, I have a lot of people
do
who
it.
Are in the,
do
in
it.
The field.
And then
and
you will be so proud, and I will be so proud of you. But you're not stopping until you're making that happen. And put your brain to work and make and be proud of yourself and unleash that power within you. Make it your
mission.
You're
a good example. You actually just shared the most important information, and I hope the other lady heard that, because just because she's 60, if she were to leave that other job, like
it
you
doesn't
said, how,
matter
she's an
the age, my love.
Yeah,
it
she's an author.
It doesn't matter how old
she's
we are.
Be,
it doesn't
her
matter.
Book is going to be famous, too.
No.
Her book is going to become famous.
I'm so inspired. I see women at 69 becoming models. I'm so inspired by people doing amazing things late in life.
It's impossible for me to want a job at this point after seeing what everybody's going through. I wouldn't want a job. I wouldn't, if they offered me a job, I wouldn't take it. I want to be my own boss. And that's
right.
It. I've always wanted
I've never worked for anybody. I've always been my own boss because I thought, you know what I mean? I don't want to fill the pocket for anybody. I want to make my own success. I want to, you know.
If we don't believe in ourselves, nobody's going to believe in us. We have to believe in ourselves.
That's
thank you so much. I'll let you go to pick out help the next person. I love you. Bye.
I love you more. So, Pauline, I'm looking forward for you to tell me how many pages you wrote on this book. You better call me back.
Listen, I'm trying to decide which way to go. I keep hearing there's many methods to write a book.
So I don't care how you decide. I'm not going to say. You have to call me back and say, Carmen,
I
did this. I made up my mind. I found, you know, that amazing gimmick. I found an extraordinary idea, and I'm going to, you know, I'm so proud I'll make it happen. So please, I'm your biggest fan, okay?
Well, definitely by the end of the year. I'm not going to promise in 2 months. I
that's
have to move
it.
First.
Yeah, that's it. Whenever you can, I'm here, and we're going to make it happen together.
Thank
I love you, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, my sweetheart. So I don't know if my producer still wants to do a short break. Do we do a break? Okay, we don't do a break. That's my mistake. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. You, my love?
I'm okay. It's been an intense couple of weeks. Listen, I have more paying clients, so my career is really doing well. And
good.
I had to leave on December 23rd. My brother was in the hospital. He still is.
And what happened?
He's on all kinds of medications for diabetes, and he had his big toes removed. He has some health issues. And
how
I think
old
all
is
the
he?
he'll be 58 on Tuesday, a week
and at
today.
58 his diabetes is so out of control.
Yeah, really bad. So
is he on insulin?
It's the it's the other diabetes.
Is the type 1?
I think so. The issue is so my mother
there's,
and
there's
brother,
two types of diabetes. Type 1, yeah, which is an autoimmune, and there's type 2 diabetes, which can be controlled, but both of them are controlled with insulin. But the type 1 is depends on, you depend on insulin. There's no other way. But the type 2, you can regulate it through food and natural stuff, and it's way easier to heal.
Mm-hmm. It's type 2.
It's type 2 that's easier to heal. Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want any of my opinion. They're Christians, so they are really in their own world. But the biggest thing is it's been...
Well, I don't understand the Christian being in his own world. The Christian should be responding to science and responding to the medical field.
Yeah, but they're not open to, like, Reiki or energy healing. Or
but this is
like
no
that.
Reiki, not energy healing. This is science. This is the medical field. This is medicine.
Yeah.
We know, I'm not suggesting Reiki. I don't know if Reiki works on diabetes. I'm suggesting Metformin, which works on diabetes. Yeah. I'm suggesting Glucochill that works on diabetes. I'm suggesting, insulin that really is the only way to control diabetes in case it's really bad. Do you know how high is his A1C?
I don't, Carmen. They're very private. They don't let my sister and I in because of their religion. They don't, because we're not Christians, so.
Oh, I hear you. I understand. So it's a matter of
religion.
It's a very
religion. Complicated.
I hear you. I understand.
Dynamic. Yeah.
Okay, so. I understand. But how have you been?
So, you know, I was good until December 23rd when I got the phone call, and I left Sedona and I drove and I was at the hospital for a week. And I was staying with my sister, and she's in the grief, the stage of grief that's anger because her father died, not my father. And there's a lot there of grief and trauma. And so it's just been a lot, and I'm now in Santa Fe. I have a cold, and I'm healing from my cold. I'll probably see my brother one more time, but I really don't feel like there's much I can do, and I don't want to be in this area.
Right.
So I'm thinking about going back to Sedona for a little bit, but I really, Carmen, I've been on the road 9 months now without a home. Oh. And
but you have to, this is not what you want. You know, you have to settle down somewhere and say, I'm not moving around like this because I need to find myself. I need to decide what I'm doing.
Right, and I thought that
was
California.
Where do you want to be? Sorry?
I thought that was California, but I don't like how they're handling the pandemic. I don't believe in what they're doing in California, so I don't know where to go. I'm just open, you know. I'm like, Spirit, you tell me where to go and I'll go, but I am ready to kind of have my own place.
So California was not it, no?
Well, not with the pandemic. It's really crazy what they're doing in the, you know, the fear and the control and the required documents and all that nonsense. I heard this.
Someone else told me this, and it was very hard for me to believe what was going on there.
Yeah, it's sad. It's the blue states are full of fear and mandates. The red states are not. So.
Right.
I don't know.
So right now, where are you?
I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico, about 7 hours from where my family is.
Okay. So where do you want to be in your heart? You know, what do you plan to do?
In my heart, I thought California.
Right, but obviously not right now. Not under the circumstance of what's happening there right now.
Yeah, Sedona's a red state. We don't have to wear masks. There's not a lot of fear in the air.
Right.
So that's why I've been in Sedona. Sedona's becoming very popular as well. So housing is an issue. So
right. But a lot of people think that California is the best.
You do think it is?
I mean, California is amazing. The only problem is what's happening right now with the with the COVID. Yeah.
Right.
California is the best, but it's the Florida. So do you think? Yeah, I love Florida for the simple reason that in Florida we don't have this these issues. You know, like you guys.
I know. Yeah. I just wanted to say I'm really sad my sister and I aren't talking right now, and I don't know how to heal that.
So if she doesn't want to talk, you can force that. So just make peace with that. I have to let you go, Lenani, because
okay,
I'm at the end
you.
Of the show, my beautiful angel. I love you, Lenani. And I love you guys. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Carmen Jara, and I hope to be with you again. And I will be with you again next week. Same place, same time. Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio. Thank you guys for listening. I love you. And may God bless you and fulfill all your wishes. I love you.